FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
The top stories making headlines aside, Ramaphosa says teachers must go back to school for 4IR. And rain finally falls on Australian bushfire ravaged southeast.
In your sporting headlines this hour, Mamelodi Sundowns coach Pitso Mosimane slams showboating from Orlando Pirates players. And finally, Hamish Bennett has been recalled to New Zealand squad for the India series. I'll have more on these stories at 3:30.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good afternoon, I'm Dominic Machola. President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered the key address at the annual Basic Education Sector Lekgotla in Kempton Park this morning. Experts and key players in education gathered to address key challenges facing the sector. Ramaphosa calls for teachers to go back to school and acquire new skills to develop the sector. He also reiterated the need for government to prioritize numeracy and literacy skills, particularly in foundation schooling phase. The president encouraged that learners should be able to read and write at an early age. The president applauded the department and sector for the historic 81.3% matric pass rate achievement, adding that it shows how much the education sector has improved. Eskom says if the court doesn't grant it the tariff hike it wants, there will be dire consequences for both the country and the customer. The power utility is challenging the energy regulator. The regulator's decision to grant it a lower tariff increase. Eskom is now asking the court for even more than it initially requested. 2 years ago, Eskom applied for what amounted to electricity tariff hike of 15% a year over 3 years. But the energy regulator, National Energy, pointed out that the power utility had already received 23 billion rand as part of the government bailout. Australians are relieved that they've received much-needed rain in parts of the nation's bushfire-ravaged southeast, following months of catastrophic blazes fueled by climate change. Scientists say the bushfire are the type of extreme disasters that worlds can expect more as a global warming intensifies. According to Bangkok Post, the past decade was the hottest on record globally. Storms have also helped disperse smoke in Melbourne, which have endured hazardous air quality in recent years.